What is up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? So, humanoids. Man, I got something to tell you guys. I haven't seen this in years. I have not seen one in years. I do believe the last time I physically seen this product was maybe 2001. It may be. Maybe, yeah, 2001. Yeah, wow, that was a long, that was what, over 20 years ago? Excuse me, humanoids. This product, wow. I thought they really stopped making them, you know, because with the invention of Google and, you know, the with Alexa and Siri and a few of the others, I'm like, we don't need those anymore. You know? Humanoids, since the invention of the cell phone, since the cell phone became so popular, especially the smartphone, became so popular, this product was MIA, you know? Speaking of which, cell phones, man, do you guys remember back at, well, some of you may not be old enough, but do you remember back in the day, humanoids, when we had to remember phone numbers? I'm going to tell you, humanoids, I only know one phone number, and that's my own. I don't even know my wife's phone number. I don't know my kids' phone numbers. I don't know my sister's phone numbers. I don't know family members. All I remember is my own phone number. And back in the day, humanoids, I knew all my sister's phone numbers by memory. I knew all my brother's phone numbers. I knew my uncle's and my aunt's phone numbers. I knew my mom's job phone number. I knew my father's phone number. I knew my home number. I knew the number to the police station, the fire station. I knew the numbers to local restaurants. Memory was like, Now, with the invention of the smartphone, I only know one number, and that's my own number. I laugh because the product that has resurfaced, kind of strangely, is a Yellow Pages. Yes, humanoids, the Yellow Pages. And you know what? That's what I'm going to talk about today, because humanoids, that is kind of baffling. And I'm going to be right back to talk about it. You know what time it is. Got to go pay the bills. Be right back. So, okay, humanoids, I am back. Humanoids, wow. I'm sitting here with the Yellow Pages in my hand. The real Yellow Pages. Okay. Let me explain what the Yellow Pages are to some of you guys, in case some of you guys are not old enough to remember phone books and Yellow Pages. Now, growing up in the city that I currently reside in, the Yellow Pages and the phone book were about the same thickness, about the same width. It blew my mind when I moved to Atlanta. And I saw the yellow pages in the phone books there. Those suckers were humongous. They were like two novels of War and Peace stacked on top of each other. They were humongous. And the last time I've seen a Yellow Pages was, like I said, around about 2001, when I moved back down to where I live now, to where I reside now, and my mom got the Yellow Pages. And yeah, even then it was a little bit bigger than what it is now. But just in case you don't know what the Yellow Pages are, the Yellow Pages is a book with all of the local commercial businesses' phone numbers in them and address. Let me grab my spectacles. Yeah, humanoids, you know, when you get older, yeah, gotta grab the spectacles. But yeah, all the local businesses and, oh my goodness, hold up. You know, humanoids, this is the entire freaking phone book. Yes, it is. It is the phone book along with the Yellow Pages. Let's see if my name is in here. Interesting. They don't have everybody listed. They only have a few people listed. Interesting. No wonder it's so thin. Wow. So yeah, this is, wow, humanoids. This is the entire phone listing for the city I live in. I can't believe that. I thought it was just the Yellow Pages. Okay, there are 13 pages of phone books. I'm sorry, of phone numbers. There's 13 pages of phone numbers, residential and commercial. Then the Yellow Pages consist of all the businesses, phone numbers, and addresses. And there are 89 pages. And in the entire phone book, 89 pages. Well, 90. Okay. I'm really tripping because humanoids, this phone book looks like a freaking magazine. Matter of fact, the Fortune magazine that I received in the mail is thicker than the phone book. The Fortune magazine that I received in the mail is thicker than the phone book. And how many pages, you may ask? 108 pages. In the Fortune magazine. Now, the reason why I'm tripping is because, like I said, I have not seen a phone book in ages. Okay? Let me run it down to you. Okay, the other day I came home from work and I went to check the mail and there was I thought was a magazine in the mailbox. And I'm like, what magazine has my wife subscribed to now, or what magazine has been sent to my address by mistake? I look at it and I'm like, I just see the cover and I'm like, huh, all this advertisement. And I look, it's yellow. The first thing hit me, phone book? No, not the yellow pages. Phone book? Really? And yep, it had yellow pages across the top. And I'm like, oh man, okay. Haven't seen one of these in, what, about 20 years? Yeah, over 20 years. Haven't seen a phone book in 20 years. So that kind of blew my mind, right? And then the size of it. The last time I saw a phone book, it was much bigger, much thicker than what it is now. So I bring it in the house and I put it down. Don't think nothing of it. And the next day when I get to work, I was like, I wonder if there's a phone book around here. So I start searching. When I go in the office, I look around. There's no phone book. There is no phone book. I'm like, dag nab. So I asked one of my coworkers. I was like, hey, I got home yesterday. There was a phone book in my mailbox. Did you get a phone book? And they were like, no, phone book? Who uses a phone book? And I was like, yeah, who uses a phone book? With the invention of the smartphone, and like I said, with Google and all the other assistants, who needs a phone book? But, yeah, I have it, a phone book. And I think, you know what I think I'm going to do, humanoids? I think I'm going to frame this. I think when I get to work, I'm going to buy a frame and put this in. First, I'm going to wrap it in plastic. Get some Saran wrap, wrap it in plastic, and put it in a frame. Why? Because this is truly, truly amazing to me that there's an actual phone book. It's an actual phone book. I remember back in the day, humanoids, when I was a kid, in the summertime, when I had nothing to do, I remember my mom bought a set of encyclopedias. And they were really old. I remember she bought that set of encyclopedias back in 1976, 77, something like that. And every summer, that when I had nothing to do, I would pick a letter of the alphabet, grab that encyclopedia, and read it cover to cover. She also had several dictionaries, which I used to read to try to better my vocabulary. See, mostly the reason why I used to read the dictionary was because I used to get bullied a lot. And when I got bullied, I would use these big words that these knuckleheads did not know the meaning of the word to. I would call them that. And they would have a confused look on their face because they don't know what it means. That was like my little revenge on my bullies. Okay? So. Also, my mom bought a set of Black History encyclopedias covering everything from African tribes all the way up until the early civil rights era before Martin Luther King. And I used to sit and read these books along with cookbooks. Typically humanoids, my day would go like this when I was younger. And during the summer, if my father didn't have me out in the woods planting a garden or working in his junkyard, I would be home. My day would start off, I would get up, do my chores, watch television, and during that time, I would watch shows like Love American Style, The Love Boat, I Dream of Jeannie, and then about 12 o'clock, nothing, because the 12 o'clock news would come on, midday news, and then after that, I'm ready for my mom to come home, so I would grab a book, read until my mom comes home, and then she would usually cook, start dinner when she gets home from work. She would start dinner, and she would watch her soap operas. And every now and then, I would hang out with my mom, sit and drink coffee and eat toast. Sit and drink coffee, eat toast, and watch her soap operas with her. She would watch One Life to Live, General Hospital, you know, them Young and... I don't know if she watched The Young and the Restless. But anyway, she would watch those shows. And around 4:30, I always got the television. I had the television until about 6 o'clock when the news came on, right? And at 4:30, I remember... Well, nope, it was 4 o'clock. I remember... I would sit and watch, catch the last the last soap opera with my mom, which was The Edge of Night, I believe it was. And after that, I would watch The Flintstones. And then after The Flintstones, I would watch, that went off at 4:30. I would watch, The Brady Bunch. And then after The Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island. And after Gilligan's Island, what was that? I think it was time for the Andy Griffith Show. After the Andy Griffith Show, I would watch All in the Family. Then the Sanford and Son. And by that time, the news would be on. I would watch the news, watch the evening news, eat dinner, and then just sit around, play with my dogs for a while, come back in the house, and just chill. So that's how I used to go back in the day. But yeah. Getting back to the Yellow Pages. Like I said, I'm going to frame this, man. I'm going to frame this humanoid because I think it's so cool to get a phone book in this day and age. Yes, to get a phone book in the year 2022. Could you believe that? A phone book with Yellow Pages. And in the phone book, they always have advertisement. And the very first page, they always have emergency numbers in to dial. You know, they got a big 911 across the very first page. Then you open it up and it has about the real Yellow Pages, about the publisher, accessing residential white page listings, directory, and stuff like that. Then you get into, yeah. Let's see. Is it? Let's see if we can find anybody we know in the. You know what? We don't know anybody. Oh boy, but that's interesting to receive a phone book in this day and age. Humanoids, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten a yellow phone book? A 2022 phone book? They usually come out. I remember back in the day, they came out like every 2 years or so. Or maybe every year. I think it was every year. I used to have friends who used to deliver phone books. That used to be a big thing, you know. You had to have a vehicle. You got paid. I think you got X amount of dollars an hour. It really wasn't that much. It was almost like a waitress at a restaurant. You only got paid, you know, the waitress at a restaurant. Waitress or waiter at a restaurant gets paid like $2.50 an hour, but you know, they get all these tips, you know. But with the phone book, you get paid X amount of dollars an hour, and which really isn't that much. Then for every phone book you deliver, you get 10 cents, something like that. So, yeah. But anyway, excuse me, humanoids. Interesting. And like I said, I'm going to get a frame. I'm going to frame this and I'm going to hang it up. I think in my man cave when I get it done, I'm going to hang it up there. Humanoids, that will be so interesting. Well, so cool to have the yellow pages. But humanoids, let me know. Do you still get a phone book in yellow pages in 2022? Let me know if you do. Because I think it's really interesting, man. Especially the waste of is it really a waste of paper to print it up? I mean, like I said, we got all these assistants now, you know, Google, Alexa, Siri. We got all these assistants now. Do we really need
this might a phone book? Question. According to Wikipedia, Earth is the planet we live on. It is the
Alexa, planet from the sky. Alexa, thank you.
My pleasure. Just doing my job. Hope you had a good Monday.
Yeah, I did. But yeah, do we with all these assistants, do we need, with the smartphone and tablets and even a smart television now, do we really need a yellow pages? Do we really need a phone book? And do you think that is a waste of paper, time, electricity, ink, glue? Everything that is being used to bind, to print and bind this thing together. Let me know, okay? And until next time, humanoids, peace. Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.